Blog Talk Radio.
Don't touch me. I'll beat your brains out.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Let's get ready to rumble!
I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Gypsy. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclough. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
California, the big game over Stafford.
I think that the NFL knows what Randy Moss has done with marijuana, and I think the NFL knows what Randy Moss does with marijuana.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me.
Top of the morning. Those of you already on Facebook Live, the millions, obviously, watching around the world on Blog Talk Radio, live from Hollywood, California. This is Tough Love. I'm Alistair Conrath. Hopefully everybody's having a great Tuesday night. I don't think mine can get any better. I don't think so. It's fantastic. I've got the World Series on right here. I've got a lot of NFL to talk about. NBA, I don't even know if I'm going to chat about NBA or not, but we'll just roll with it. I will say this right now. Hold on a sec. I don't even have this up, and I probably should. Hold on. What is going on? Oh, I got just a bunch of text messages going on. All right, here's the deal. So as far as the NFL goes, let's recap real quick, because I've got last night's debacle, which, I'm sorry, the Giants, what the F is going on in the NFL right now? Here's the deal. Some coordinators are just better at being coordinators than they are head coaches, and that's just a fact. Pat Shurmur was fantastic last year at Minnesota, and now all of a sudden, it's just the same thing with Cleveland. It's the same thing in Cleveland. He's just not a good head coach. It is what it is. And so, therefore, last night, I'm trying to think. Atlanta was up, and, Giants made a valiant comeback and then made it like the two-point conversion comes up. I don't understand. I'm so sorry. I don't understand, what happened last night when it comes down to that. Here's the deal. I understand baseball has analytics, right? 162 games, a big sample size. You can take a lot of math out of 162 games. NBA, NHL, you can do the same there. 82 games. NFL only has 16 games. The nerds don't understand that analytics versus intangibles is very hard to decipher. And Pat Shurmur, with the whole two-point conversion, I don't understand. I don't get it. If you make it, you're down by six. So if you get a touchdown and then an extra point, you win. I understand supposedly the math, explained itself. It doesn't make sense. Just kick the goddamn extra point, be down by seven, do what you need to do. And then they get a chance at the end and they do two quarterback sneaks with no timeouts. And they do two, not just one. The first one, you're like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then they do another. And that's the Giants in a nutshell. Here's the deal. Saquon Barkley is the man. Odell Beckham is a great receiver. Number one, receivers don't change the game in the sense of making Super Bowls. Saquon Barkley is a phenomenal back. But Giants are going to regret Well, it depends on who they get in the draft this year, I guess, as a quarterback. But they might regret not taking Sam Darnold. We'll see in what, 3-4 years, how Sam Darnold is compared to what Saquon Barkley's doing. We know what Saquon is. He's fantastic. But just like Barry Sanders in Detroit, you can't do it without an offensive line, without a good quarterback. I mean, he had – Barry Sanders had Herman Moore. He had that other guy. And, you know, I mean, they were all right. They got to the NFC Championship one time. I just – it's shocking. And then, by the way, the pooch kick. What the fuck was the pooch kick at the end? Like, I just don't understand Pat Shurmur's mindset for the last, what, 5 minutes of the game? It's just, I don't know. I have no idea. That pooch kick, how is that ever going to work? I don't know. How is that going to work? Two-point conversion, two quarterback sneaks, and a pooch kick. He should be fired this morning. He should be fired. He should be gone. Odell Beckham, he's good, overpaid. Wide receiver is never going to take you to the promised land. I'm sorry. It's one dude who plays out on an island. If you want to do what the 49ers did in 94 and get Deion Sanders to come to your team, who's already a Super Bowl contender, and put him on a corner to help you and win a Super Bowl, that's one thing. If the Giants were all about like having a team ready for the Super Bowl and they added Odell Beckham Jr., game on. That's different. But having him and just like, whatever, we'll get Saquon, who's legit. But Eli Manning's terrible, and I've said it for how long? What up? Mwah! I've said it for how long? He's been terrible for 5 or 6 years. He's junk. He's junk. I am a pooch kick. You're right. You're right. So that is the one. I just say watching last night. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? It makes no sense. So therefore, again, some coaches make better coordinators than they do coaches. Now, that's fine. Head coaches, that is. And that's fine. Pat Shurmur's that guy. He's a great offensive coordinator, terrible coach. You can look at him. He's kind of a dick. He looks like me. I'm kind of a dick. But doing a little rundown before I get real quick to the Dallas-Oakland trade for Amari Cooper, I'll just do that now, actually. I don't know what Oakland – I do know what they're doing. I just don't know if it makes sense. Keep in mind, Oakland now, after trading Amari Cooper to Dallas, has 5 first-round picks, 3 next year, 2 the year after. They better hit homers. You know what I'm saying? They better hit they better hit home runs with those 5, at least 2 of them. At least. Now, here's the other side to it. You're already paying Derek Carr a ton of money. Are you willing to spend the money on Khalil Mack? You should have, but they didn't. And now you get rid of Amari Cooper. I don't know if they're just playing the money game to where it's like, we'll just, you know, get the guys in their rookie years, hope they are just the greatest things in the world and win us games, and then we'll trade them away, because that's what it seems like they're doing. And Carr's the next out. He's out. John Gruden is going to take everybody, ship him out, make everything his own. Derek Carr's next. And I don't know if they're going to get a first rounder for Derek Carr or not, but Derek Carr is next. And they might have 4 first round picks next year, or 3 next year, 3 the year after, because I think Derek Carr, there is a team out there that might be willing to give a first round pick for him. I'm not sure. I don't know. But Dallas Cowboys, is Amari Cooper that guy? I don't think so. Like, what has Amari Cooper done? I don't know. You know, like, Eli Apple just got traded to the Saints. Former first-round pick. What has Eli Apple done aside from being a pain in the ass and a piece of shit in the locker room? And Landon Collins called him out. That was last year. And all of a sudden, Eli Apple's going to the Saints. I'm sure everybody in New Orleans is like, he's really good. He's like, he can be good, but he's a shit show. And he's got to get his shit together before he can actually be good. And then, you know, but at the same time, Saints, all they gave up was like a 5th rounder and a 4th, you know, 2 years in a row. What? You know, it's just like, there's not much to that. So for a first rounder, for Amari Cooper, that's a lot. in my opinion, Amari Cooper has not shown enough to warrant a first rounder at all. Think about this. Patrick Peterson for Arizona right now is wanting a trade. And please, Ferran, please let him go to the Vikings. Please. I have a feeling he's going to the Packers. But he might go to the Vikings. Think about what it's going to take to get Patrick Peterson. Like, Amari Cooper got a first-round pick. Patrick Peterson's top three corner in the league. Amari Cooper might be top 25 wideout in the league. Patrick Peterson, if he doesn't get a first and a second, I'd be shocked. So who's willing to give that? I just don't know if Amari Cooper, like Dallas is saying, oh, it's the new Dez Bryant. It remains to be seen. Dallas, fuck Dallas, by the way. I don't care. Screw Dallas. And Oakland, obviously, they are cleaning house. It's a shit show. We'll see what happens with that. All right. As far as Sunday went for football, and obviously you Vikings fans who are watching, I'll get to that game in a second. But starting with that game in London on Sunday morning, here's the deal, Tennessee. If you were 1-5, all right, I can see you going for two. You know, you're in London. Your team is a shit show. Whatever. Let's try it. You are tied for first place. You are dominating the Chargers in London in the second half for sure. And you decide why to go for two. I like being aggressive. Well played. Way to go. But at the same time, what are you doing? You have momentum. It's one of the intangibles I speak of when I'm battling analytics and baseball nerds. You have momentum. You've been housing this team for the whole second half. You just had the opportunity to tie it. And then you go for two. And here's the crazy part. You fail. You fail on the first try. Which should have been a sign. Should have been a sign to be like, maybe we cut our losses and go for the field goal. No, you try it again and throw just an errant pass by Mariota, who's terrible, and you lose a game that you could have possibly won in overtime and been 4-3 in a weak AFC South instead of 3-4 looking up. It's insane to me. Coaches, so many times I'll think themselves. And I also mentioned on Sunday, Mike Vrabel, Tom Thibodeau for the Timberwolves, you get blinded by your former teams and bring in talent from your former teams. Like Mike Vrabel, you got two corners who are fucking terrible in Logan Ryan and Malcolm Butler, and you paid them a ton of money to be your corners and they suck. Deion Lewis is great, but you're underutilizing Travis Henry. You had an extra point from the one, 2-point conversion, actually, and all you had to do, block and run Derrick Henry, and he didn't do it. You threw a terrible pass to a terrible wide receiver in a terrible town with terrible people, and that's the way it goes. Tennessee, you deserve to lose a week after losing to Buffalo. Sorry. Tennessee, you are what you are. And Ferran, it's the one thing I agree with you on. Phillip Rivers is a god. He is fantastic. Anybody catch that reaction by Baker Mayfield, by the way? When Tampa Bay's kicker kicked that 59-yarder? That was hilarious. Because Baker, like me, thought, yeah, there's no way. There's absolutely no way he's hitting this 59-yarder. And then he kicks it, and Baker Mayfield's like, no. Yeah, he did. And Cleveland lost. I mean, Cleveland, you know what? At least Cleveland's competitive. At least they are. Carolina wins at Philly. Philly, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like it. Fuck Philly. Carolina, though, on the other hand, what a comeback. What a great comeback to beat Philly in Philly. That's it. You know, I mean, as a Vikings fan, I don't even know how to feel about that. You know, it's week 7. I don't care. New England at Chicago, huge game. I mean, an inch or two away from Chicago tying that game on that Hail Mary. I will say this about Mitchell Trubisky. You are a quarterback in the NFL. I like the fact that you're big and strong and can run the football, but you still have to pass the football. And he did a not so good job of it. Tom Brady's Tom Brady. They won on the road. Did Vikings fans a huge favor. Chicago, by the way, went from first place to last place in a day. Think about it. They went from first to last in a day, and I like it. What else happened? Houston, Jacksonville. Let me just say this about Jacksonville. They've let up 60 points in 2 weeks. Dallas and Houston. I would say Houston is a little bit more understandable than Dallas. Dak Prescott dropping 40 points on you is inexcusable. I will say this about Jacksonville because I said it before the season. Jacksonville has the best defense in the league, and that will carry them to the Super Bowl. The difference is, back in 2000, when the Ravens went 2+ games without scoring a touchdown, they had Ray Lewis to literally tell the rest of the defense, fuck the offense, they're terrible, we're shutting it down. We will do what we need to do and shut it down. Those 2+ games without a touchdown, Ravens won those games. Jacksonville does not have a Ray Lewis on the defense, which obviously he's a Hall of Famer, arguably the best middle linebacker of all time. But they do not have the leader on that defense to bypass the inability and the inexcusable horribleness of that offense to just say, look, they're going to be terrible. We need to do what we need to do and shut it down. Instead, you've got people in that locker room on Dallas or on Jacksonville, like Jalen Ramsey, saying, we know what the problem is. We just can't talk about it. And what he's saying, obviously, is the offense. And guess what? So what? It is what it is. Be a bigger dude. Be a Ray Lewis. And just say, you know what? They're going to suck. We got to expect them to suck. We need to do what we're going to do and just shut it down. Shut it down. And they didn't do it. And they haven't done it. 60 points. 2 weeks to Dallas and Houston. We're not talking New Orleans. We're not talking New England. We're not talking Green Bay. Dallas and Houston. Jacksonville defense has let up 60 points, one of them at home. Crazy. New Orleans, Baltimore, Vikings obviously play New Orleans next Sunday night. Huge, huge game. Justin Tucker, here's the thing about kickers. Poor goddamn kickers. Justin Tucker has missed an extra point in his life. Well, I shouldn't say it. High school, he did. He has never missed an extra point in college and the pros. And the one that mattered most, arguably, he missed against New Orleans to tie it up after Joe Flacco, of all people, pulls Mr. Incredible, brings Baltimore back, tries to tie it up. Justin Tucker comes out. Justin Tucker has never missed a field goal under 33 yards. Think about that. Never miss an extra point. 233 tries. Never missed till Sunday against New Orleans. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if that's a sign of things to come or if that's karmatic and, you know, for New Orleans, but F New Orleans. And that's just the way it is. Washington beats Dallas. I will say this. Dallas center, and I hate Dallas. Fuck Dallas, all right? The Cowboys are terrible. I don't care. But I will say this. I've watched football my whole life. I've never seen that call, ever called. The center always moves the ball to reposition it, just to snap it right. It's never, ever called. That was Bush League. That was one of the worst, if not the worst call in the history of football. And it screwed Dallas, gives Washington the win. But at the same time, I don't care too much because I hate Dallas, but that was unbelievable. I was watching wondering what they were doing. I had no idea. By the way, Adrian Peterson, another 100 yards for all you haters out there. I will always, until he dies, tell you I told you so. And I told you so in that. Rams are good. Kansas City, they're good. I can't wait for that game in Mexico City. As far as your Vikings go, it was expected. The cool thing about Sunday's win against the Jets, the 20-plus point win in New York, is the fact that we had two third-string guards playing. Everson Griffin was out, obviously, and Weatherly played a good game. Linval Joseph was out. His Jaleel Johnson stepped up and played a great game. Mike Hughes out for the season. Mackenzie Alexander steps in, plays great. Jayron Kearse plays great. Trey Wayne, who you all know I hate, stepped up and played well. I mean, it was such a good team effort of people who weren't starters and stepped up and played really well to not only win, but a 20-point win against a team who had won two straight in their backyard. I mean, you know, after what happened in Buffalo, you never know. You never know. So good for the Vikings, not overlooking a Jets team that's inferior, looking ahead to the Saints on Sunday night, and doing what they needed to do. Kirk Cousins, again, looked good. Adam Thielen comes close to breaking the record. Seven straight 100-yard games. You know, Kirk Cousins did well. Latavius Murray, another like 70 and a couple touchdowns. The biggest thing with Latavius Murray, mind you, he can run really hard. Eric Dickerson between the tackles, 11-yard touchdown run, 34-yard touchdown run, and make people respect the run, even with Dalvin Cook out, which opens up play action pass and really opens up so much offensively. So kudos to Latavius Murray for stepping up. Somebody who I 100% take the blame for saying was expendable. After I saw Rock Thomas and Matt Boone in the preseason, I thought he was expendable. I'm like, yeah, we got it. Latavius Murray is stepping up, and that's positive. Xavier Rhodes sprained an ankle. We'll see how that goes. Obviously, we're playing New Orleans. Michael Thomas, Xavier Rhodes, massive matchup. We'll see how that goes. Everson Griffin is back with the team, apparently. I don't know if he's going to play on Sunday. That would be awesome if he did. You know, I mean, obviously getting him back would be huge for the Vikings. Although, like I say, Stephen Weatherly is playing great, but he's a backup for a reason. Everson Griffin is Everson Griffin, and we'll see what happens. I'm trying to think who else is missing. Anyway. Trying to think. What else? Anything? 7 minutes left? I was going to do 15 minutes. This is why I always wonder between 15 and 30, because at about the 22-minute mark, like it is right now, I'm like, I'm good. Boston is up on the Dodgers 5-4. It's baseball. You guys know I don't give a shit. I don't care, but it's a World Series. Whatever. There was something in basketball that I wanted to chat about. But I don't really care. So anyway, I'm going to close shop. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. What a start. I will see you guys on Sunday morning. Who knows? I might like throw some more shows in nightly. I don't know. But for sure, I will see you Sunday morning. Dave, I will see you tomorrow night at MVP. Love you guys. Have a great night. Drive fast. Take chances. Tough love's out. Bye.